Hello everyone, welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the zodiac. Today is October 22nd, 2017. This will be a special predictive report on Saturn's transit in Sagittarius. Some of this is a review of a video posted last January, now updated with some more information. As the planet of form, structure, stability, security, responsibility, harsh reality, and delay, Saturn has a major part to play in our lives. Its entry into a new sign is a big deal. It has a non-negotiable quality to it, where Saturn transits in your personal chart creates a focus on that area of your life. Saturn had a few months in Sagittarius at the beginning of 2017, and then, due to retrograde motion, backed out of that sign in June. At the end of August, Saturn completed its retrograde phase, and now, at the end of October, the planet returns and stays in Sagittarius until January 2020. Sagittarius is generally a positive sign, upbeat, forward-looking, enthusiastic. Sagittarius is the sign of beliefs, philosophies, ideologies. Because it is a fire sign, and fire signs are egocentric, so these beliefs are always from a personal point of view. Sagittarius believes it is always right. Sagittarius fights anyone who disagrees with its own truth. Sagittarius is self-justifying and therefore has a hard time admitting to any mistakes. It is the sign of self-righteousness. So what happens when we add Saturn's energy to Sagittarius? Saturn is the planet of limitation, thus limited beliefs. Saturn is the planet of structure, so structured beliefs. Saturn has a fixed nature. It doesn't change readily. Therefore, persistent attachment to one's belief structure, already a problem with Sagittarius, becomes even more rigid with Saturn in this sign. On the plus side, the Sagittarian optimism and enthusiasm combined with Saturnian persistence can lead to great accomplishment. Since this energy is available to everyone, what we can expect is people adhering to and promoting their own personal truth, in other words, in their own bubble, leading to even more partisanship, which gives rise to more argument, more fights over ideology. Saturn always has to be somewhere in the zodiac influencing some area of your life. For this transit, the part of your life affected is indicated in your Vedic astrology chart by the house containing the sign Sagittarius. Fighting against Saturn only brings suffering. Therefore, it is important to understand how to cooperate with Saturn's energy. Generally, the energy of transiting Saturn has the effect of slowing down, limiting, and making more serious whatever it influences in your natal chart. The first recommendation is to take the long view. In other words, be patient. Affairs connected to this part of your life are going to advance slowly for the next couple of years. Another technique for coping with Saturn is to do your duty. Saturn is the planet of work, so working at it, whatever that entails. Saturn as the planet of obligation means attending to your responsibility in this area of your life, which will eventually give you Saturn's payoff of lasting accomplishment. Saturn, the planet of structure, means being successful by incorporating structure in this area of your life. In other words, following the rules. Since Saturn will be in Sagittarius for over 2 years, There will be other planetary influences that will come into play at various times, creating an assortment of outcomes between now and when the planet leaves this sign in January 2020. Now I will go through the zodiac and describe what you can expect for each rising sign chart. Once again, this is the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see with your naked eyes up there in the night sky. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, in other words, the tropical zodiac, you have to subtract 24 degrees to get the sidereal positions. If you are Aries rising, then Saturn transits through your ninth house. It's the planet of limitation in your house of good fortune, which can restrict your luck for the next couple of years. The planet of responsibility in your house of long-distance travels means any journeys will be due to obligations. The planet of work in your house of higher learning means any courses you take will be tougher than usual. Saturn transiting in the house of father can cause some problem or suffering for your father. Since the ninth house is future and destiny, the reality check planet in this part of your chart asks you to be more realistic about your future prospects. For Taurus rising people, Saturn transits through your eighth house. In this position, Saturn restricts your access to finances and resources that come to you from others, especially your partner, who may be going through a tough time financially. If you are waiting for a payout from insurance or approval of a bank loan, Saturn, the planet of delay, will force you to wait even longer. Saturn, the planet of longevity, transiting through your eighth house of chronic health problems, means any health difficulties will be hard to get rid of. As the planet of work, Saturn can help you be persistent in your research and investigation of difficult subjects, or in your pursuit of personal transformation. Gemini rising charts have Saturn transiting in their seventh house, the house of the spouse, and other one-on-one relationships. This transit makes relationship more serious, more burdensome, and can even cause a problem or some sort of suffering for your partner. If you don't have a partner, Saturn in this position can continue to deny you a relationship. But if a relationship gets going, it will be serious, and likely with a Saturn-type person, someone older, established, experienced, mature. Saturn, as the planet of longevity, ensures that any relationship that begins during this transit will last a long time, for good or for ill. If you are Cancer rising, then Sagittarius is your sixth house sign, putting Saturn in your house of struggle, difficulty, disease, and enemies. In this placement, Saturn gives you the endurance to outlast your enemy or your disease. Unfortunately, it also gives you the problem in the first place. Be especially careful not to acquire an enemy or get sick during this time. The planet of longevity will ensure that the problem will be hard to get rid of. For employment, another meaning of the sixth house, this transit will force you to take on more responsibility and to work harder, more than what you were doing previously. The sixth house theme of self-improvement can make use of Saturn's quality of discipline, for instance, adopting a daily regimen to improve your health. For Leo rising people, Saturn hangs out in your fifth house for the next 2 years. For love and romance, this is a rather sobering influence. If there is love, it will be serious rather than casual. Saturn, the planet of responsibilities, in your fifth house of children, makes caring for your children more burdensome, and they may be going through their own struggles as well. Saturn, the planet of work and delay, makes any creative effort take more trouble and take longer to bring to fruition. If you are doing any speculating or investment, better take the long view. The planet of time delays any payoff from happening until much later in the future. Virgo rising charts have Sagittarius as their fourth house, which means that Saturn is affecting your house of home, domestic activities, comfort, security, and mother for the next 2 years. This transit can make home life more burdensome. There are more duties to fulfill and less time for yourself. Your mother may go through some difficulties and need more of your attention. If you own a home, Saturn's transit here indicates that repairs will be needed on your property or for your car. Likewise, if you buy a home or a car during this time, it is more likely something older which will need some upgrading. This position is considered to be a good transit for slowly building up your assets to provide you with security later in life. For Libra rising people, Saturn is transiting in your third house. The planet of time and delay is affecting your house of personal desires and making efforts. So don't be in a hurry to see the results of your initiative. Saturn can bring some suffering to the third house people, your sibling, a close relative, or a neighbor. Everyday actions seem boring or more burdensome, or just take longer to accomplish. The way to deal with this transit is to apply Saturn's significations of work, organization, and discipline to bear on your efforts, and thus, little by little, bring them to fruition. If you are Scorpio rising, Saturn's transit in Sagittarius affects your second house. The planet of restriction is not welcome in the house of personal finances. Oftentimes the result is having to spend money on responsibilities, and in the second house, likely family responsibilities. It's also the planet of labor in the house of earning, in other words, working hard for the money. The planet of limitation in your house of food may even force you to go on a restricted diet. Saturn is naturally serious, even pessimistic. Careful that pessimism doesn't creep into your speech and alienate others. On the other hand, this transit can help you to be more realistic about your own materiality. Acquisition of any new things should be those that have a practical use in your life. Saturn transits in the ascendant for Sagittarius rising people. For a sign that is naturally optimistic and enthusiastic, this transit is something of a downer. For the sign of freedom and independence, the energy of restrictive Saturn is going to be a little difficult to accept. Sagittarians don't like to be told what to do. Saturn is older, experienced people, in particular your parents. Best advice would be to knuckle down, obey your elders, stay organized and disciplined, do your work, and do your best to last through it. The planet of structure in your house of self suggests abiding by the rules, using self-discipline to get ahead. For Capricorn rising people, Saturn's transit affects your 12th house. Saturn is the chart ruler for Capricorn people, so you are already familiar with the energy of this planet. Even so, having the planet of restriction, delay, obligation transiting through your 12th house of the subconscious can feel oppressive, sometimes for no apparent reason. Saturn's transit through the 12th house of endings is a sort of clear-the-decks kind of energy. It's about completion. Finishing things, so that when Saturn hits your ascendant in a couple more years, you will be ready to start building new structure in your life. Aquarius rising charts get Saturn in their 11th house for the next 2 years. The planet of older, responsible people in your house of gains and friendships suggests gains coming from a Saturn-type person in your life, like an elder. In other ways, though, this transit may restrict your friendships. Those people may be just too busy or have problems of their own and don't have time for you. The planet of time and delay in your house of profits and rewards can delay the payout you were expecting. Saturn, the planet of realism in your house of hopes and dreams, forces you to be more realistic about your ambitions. Best use of Saturn here is to help you to stay focused on your goal and to work towards it for eventual accomplishment. Pisces rising people have Saturn transiting in their 10th house. The planet of work and responsibility in your house of profession and career will keep your nose to the grindstone for the next 2 years. Since the 10th house is authority figures in your life, the pressure could come from your boss. The planet of obligation in your house of public actions impels you to deal with your commitment to your community in such a way as to enhance your position and standing. But watch out. According to traditional Vedic astrology text, Saturn in the 10th house can result in a fall from a horse. In other words, a fall from position. When analyzing your astrology chart for the effects of Saturn, don't forget to take into account Saturn's aspects. Like all planets, Saturn sends its energy across the zodiac to the sign on the other side. For Saturn transiting in Sagittarius, that would be Gemini. Therefore, the house in your chart where Gemini is placed will also feel the influence of Saturn. In Vedic astrology, Saturn is considered to send a full force aspect to the 3rd and 10th signs and houses ahead of itself, which in this case are Aquarius and Virgo. So the influence of Saturn's transit gets spread around to a number of places. Keep this in mind while you are monitoring the effects of Saturn in Sagittarius. And of course, if you have any natal planets in Sagittarius, or Gemini, or Virgo, or Aquarius, the impact of Saturn's transit will be even greater. For example, in Donald Trump's chart, Saturn in Sagittarius opposes his natal Mercury, the planet of his thinking. Saturn also restricts his natal Neptune and natal Jupiter. And now, before leaving you, my little pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to produce these videos. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks.